Before I begin, I request my fellow classmates of the Smicha class of 59 who are with us today to rise and be recognized. Approximately 50 years ago in this very room, Lampert, the keynote speaker of the Chag HaSmicha, being celebrated that year, commenced his address as follows. Chavrim Rashi Yeshiva, Menali Yeshiva, members from the board, Musmoche Yeshiva, und Freund von den Musmochim, und Freund von der Yeshiva. And in this manner, our Rebbe, the Rabban Shel Yisrael, Marein of Rabbeinu, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi, Salaveshik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, launched into another memorable presentation in which he delivered his charge to the Mismachim, encapsulating the role in which each of us should play as we go forward in life with the title of Musmach of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yisrael Chanan, the rights pertaining to the position, as well as, at least equally important, the responsibilities that flow therefrom. Speaking both to and on behalf of the Musmachim who sat in this very room then, I cannot help but feel a wave of nostalgia envelop me as I look back to those days and years almost a lifetime ago. To my mind, even celebrating this year's Chag HaSmicha in Lampert, as Yeshiva has done throughout the years, is symbolic of a past that has been integrated into our present and offers a roadmap for the future. For it was also in this room, Lampert, that we witnessed what I believe to have always been felt the most moving experience, indeed a spiritual experience, of the school year. And that was the annual Yahrzeit Shir by the Rav Zatzal on the day of the yahrzeit of his father, Harav Moshe Halevi Soloveitchik Zatzal, on Gimel Shvat. Those of you, sitting in this audience that had the schus of attending the shir, will certainly understand and appreciate what I am saying. For those, and as time goes on, for the overwhelming majority of the audience sitting here and in the satellite locations, who were not there, it is difficult to portray in words the event as we lived it year after year after year. Picture it, if you will. It is the evening of the third of Shvat. We are sitting here in Lampert awaiting the arrival of the Rav. Some of us have been sitting for hours, having come early to obtain seats as close as possible to the Rav. The auditorium is now packed and overflowing. Suddenly, as if an electric current has run through the room, the entire audience as one rises. The Rav has entered the room. Sitting in front, we do not immediately see the Rav, for he enters from the rear and must traverse the entire length of the auditorium to reach us. Everyone is standing, blocking our view, yet the feeling of his presence pervades the room. Finally, the Rav emerges from the crowd, walking briskly, manuscript in hand, steps onto the stage and sits down behind an empty table to begin the shir. And the journey commences. The Rav, usually focusing on one or more halachas of the Rambam, ticks off one question after another that reflect obvious difficulties in the halacha, at least as they are obvious after the Rav sets them out in his clear, lucid, and inimitable manner of exposition. Then, after developing each of these questions, incomparable pedagogue that he is, he reviews in summary form all of them to assure that we understand the problems that will now be solved. That phase of the shiur concluded, the Rav goes on to develop the chiddush of the shiur, navigating a plethora of passages in the Talmud, commentaries mostly Rishonim and others. We watch, listen, and many of us avidly write notes, trying to keep up with the Rav's rapid-fire delivery as he lays out the chiddush, brick by brick by brick, reconciling all the varied and seemingly contradictory texts. Now that the foundation has been set and the text reconciliation completed, the Rav returns to the original series of questions. Each is repeated and then almost summarily disposed of through application of the chiddush one after the other. It is more than 2 hours later, and the circuit has been completed. The first portion of the shiur is concluded. The Rav now turns to the agudic portion of the shiur, usually with a prefatory, albeit rhetorical question. Ihr wilt noch? The audience responds with a resounding yes, as the Rav embarks on another 2 hour tour de force in his beautiful poetic Yiddish. We sit there entranced, swallowing every word. It is much more difficult now to take notes. In this portion of the shiur, we are overwhelmed, not only by the ideas and the concepts being presented, but also by the beauty of the language, the choice and combination of words and phrases, the sheer poetry of the presentation, the masterful delivery, and of course, the absolute brilliance of the speaker. We sit entranced. The shiur is entering the fifth hour. Finally, it is over. It takes us a while to return to reality, but perforce, we return. It was an unforgettable experience, one that we will carry with us the rest of our lives. We will relate the special privilege we lived through to our children and grandchildren, but we must acknowledge how ill-equipped we are to convey the feeling, the mood, indeed the exhilaration we felt at the time. And all that is now history. There are various customs surrounding the timing of the setting up and unveiling of the monument over a grave. In Jerusalem, the custom is to set the monument immediately after Shiva. In many other places, the custom is to wait until after the first yard site. Rabbi Akiva Eger explained the latter custom by pointing out that there is a generally accepted psychological phenomenon that the memory of a departed one fades after 12 months, so the monument is not needed as a remembrance until that point in time. From time to time, the Rav would point out during the Yahrzeit Shiur and otherwise, that contrary to this psychological principle, as the years have gone by, his longing for his father had not diminished. Indeed, it had increased. What he would have given to have 15 minutes with his father to discuss some of the critical issues facing him. What we would give to have 15 minutes with the Rav, Moreinu Rabbeinu, Zatzal, to discuss the new issues that constantly crop up, even as recently as this year. But all we have now are our memories. Yet we hope to hold on to these memories, sharing them with those who are not privileged to learn with the Rav directly, reminding those of us whose lives were directly shaped by him of our debt and gratitude. And yet, lo alma Yisrael. Fortunately, the written record of the Rav's Torah has grown and grown and grown, almost exponentially. To cite but a few examples, over 10 volumes so far, the Rav's heretofore unpublished manuscripts have been published by the Rav's Family Foundation. Under the overall editorship of Rav Herschel Schachter Shlita and Rav Menachem Gnag Shlita, the Orthodox Union has published so far 24 issues of the periodical Masorah containing the Rav's Kedushim and 4 volumes of Shiurei HaRav. 5 volumes so far of Rishimo's Shiurei HaRav by Rav Herschel Reichman Shlita have been published. Machzorim for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Agadah for Pesach, a Kinnis for Tshiva, a Tisha B'Av will be published very soon. Shortly thereafter, a Siddur, all with a commentary of the Rav. Igros HaGrid, Nefesh HaRav, Pnini HaRav, and more and more and more. Mamish Imayan Ein Sof. And finally, and with this I will close, the ultimate legacy of the Rav is sitting right here on the stage. A core of Rosh Yeshiva for our institution that is second to none. I repeat, second to none. The very essence of our yeshiva, the best of the Torah world and the best of Torah Mada, almost all of whom are Talmidim of the Rav, and some of whom, as the generations have gone on, are Talmidim of the Rav, and thus yeshiva is able to continue transmitting the legacy of the Rav. I am confident that I speak for all of you. Es asher yeshno po, veis asher nenu po imono hayom, and especially the current musmachim who are at the center of today's event, when I say to our Rosh Yeshiva, Schus hafotzas vachzokas haTorah togen aleichem, lisborich mimokar abrochas b'chol mili demetav, v'yirotzon shetiru abrocha vatzlocha b'chol amaleichem u'mesiris nafsheichem, l'hagdil Torah u'l'hadira ad meyo v'esrim shana. Thank you.